In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom. I'm glad to be with you today. I just got an image of me many years ago in 1980, 1981, 1982. My father died in 1980, and I remember driving by Wollaston Beach because I lived in Quincy, and I was looking at all the young people on the beach, and I said, "The church, we have failed in reaching these people. We have failed in reaching the youth." And so the next year, what I began to do is I began to walk the beach in the evening with some of my parishioners and pray with young kids and give tapes out. And there were cassettes at that time. And the name of it is I Want to Share My Life with You. That's what it was. I Want to Share My Life with You. And we would walk from one end of the beach to the other. You couldn't believe how many kids were touched. As a matter of fact, one young man, when he was in trouble many, 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 many years later, sought me out in Peabody because he thought he had AIDS. And so he called me because he knew I would pray with him. Now, this is like many, 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 many years later, like 12 years later. So, you see, the church, really, we have failed to reach the young people. And today I have with me Joe Mano, and Joe Mano has a ministry with young people. And he's got some good news to tell you and to tell your friends about what's going to be happening in Lawrence High School in March. And this is so important. This is so important because, you know, who is going to reach God's little ones, you know, the ones that have been raised in the society of sex, drugs, and rock and roll? Who's going to reach those people that they don't even eat, most of them, dinner at home? There's even a stupid commercial, you know, that Stouffer's puts on, or one of these things, and it says, you know, children have better grades when they eat together, and then they show a Stouffer's meal being heated up in a microwave, and I just want to throw up. I said, that's not having a meal together. That's sick. I was raised in an Italian family, you know. My mother would never put a Stouffer's thing in a microwave.
You didn't know what Stouffer's was.
So nuts. And I'm saying, this is crazy, you know, and it's all about money. We had asked, you know, and now we're being shaken down. We're being shaken up. Thank you, Jesus. We're being shaken down. Our money is going to be worth nothing because we have not cared for the unborn, the elderly, and we have thrown away our children. They're throwaways. And Jesus Christ gave his life for them. So tonight, today, Joe Mano is going to share with you what's going to be happening at Lawrence High School. And I want you to listen carefully and get a pencil and pen ready because he'll have an address for you later on. Joe, thanks again for being here. We just did a broadcast on WEZE. Now we do one on WROL.
Thank you so much. Well, you know what? What's the time here? How much time do we
have? We have a long time. We have about 25 minutes
okay.
Now.
You know, I just want to say where to start. I wanted to tell you this last time, but I knew we were pressed for time. We have, in 1988, it was October the 14th, 1988, I was at a church in California, St. Bernardines, and I was in the entertainment industry, and the priest came to me and he said, "Joe," he said, "why don't you do something for kids?" I said, I really don't have anything to do for them." He said, "Well, I got something for you. Why don't you go to the prison, the detention center for kids, and why don't you talk to them?" I thought, well, all right, I'll try it. So I went there, and I remember walking in, and I remember looking at all these teenagers in the detention centers, and I walked out, and I remember saying to myself, "Wow, thank God I don't do anything for kids. I can't stand them." And I sat in my car, and I'll never forget the time I put my key in the ignition, and my whole body just froze. Now, I know people may not understand what I'm talking about, but I just couldn't move. And I heard the voice of the Lord the first time in my life, and he said to me, "My will shall be done through you. You must reach the children."
Hallelujah.
Of course, that's the name of our organization now, called Reach the Children. So I thought nothing of it, and 1 year went by, 1 year to the day, October the 13th, 1989, my agent got a call and said they wanted you to speak for 5 minutes at a Red Ribbon kickoff campaign, but the assemblyman got called to the San Francisco earthquake, so can you do the whole hour? He said yes, and he said, well, what should we call? What should we tell the people? Who's coming? Well, Joe Mano's coming. He said, no, tell them, what's the name of this show? He goes, I don't know. Just call it the Fighting Chance Program. And that's stuck, and it's never changed. And we went there that first day, and we did our show for the kids. There was about 200 kids. They asked us to come back the next day. We went to another school. And finally, I went to one school, and I'm standing in the back, and all these suits came in, women and men in business suits. And I thought, wow, must be the superintendents from the school districts or something. And afterwards, they came up and introduced themselves. It was Ronald Reagan's press staff. So he had. They said, President Reagan, former President Reagan, had asked, you know, why don't you come up to the office and let us talk to you. So we went up to Century City, went to the top floor. Ronald Reagan had this beautiful office with thick plexiglass so you couldn't get to him. And they gave me a card. And they said, anywhere in the country you go that they will not welcome you, just give them our card. And I thought, man, and you know, I never had to use that card because I guess God had better plans. But we started back then, and I'll never forget, back in that early show, there was a kid, and I don't want to mention his name because thank the Lord he's still alive. But he saw the show, and he wrote a letter to us, and he said, I was fifth grader. Now, mind you, fifth grader back in 1989. He wrote a letter and said, I was going to kill myself. And thank you for coming to my school, and thank you for telling me that I'm important. And so I took the letter and gave it to the school, and they contacted the kid and got him counseling, and you know, thank the Lord he's still alive today because of that. But what we deal with is we deal with principles that are overlooked in the world today. We're so busy, we're so living in a McDonald world. We order at the first window, we pick it up at the second window, and then we complain at the second window because it didn't come fast enough, and they messed the order up. So God doesn't work that way. You have to love, you have to develop the empty mind. Imagine a child's mind is like a cereal bowl. What are you going to put in it? What kind of food are you going to put? Nutritious food or what? And that's what you put in these kids' mind. Drugs, gangs, bullying, disrespect of your teacher and your parents, lack of education. It's all what is going on in the world of the public schools and the private schools. It's no different. It don't make a difference if you go to private school or public. A kid is a kid is a kid. The world is so in demand for fight, rush, make money that they're not taking time to reach the children. It says in Psalm 78, he commands you to reach the next generation. I command. Deuteronomy 6 says, put it on the doorpost, on the house, and
your children.
Tell your children about it. In Genesis, the Lord, the men that came to see Abraham, he destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah. He says, I knew that Abraham would reach the next generation. I knew that he would teach not only his children, but his children's children. So, as my lifelong mission, in the entertainment industry, I've taken every bit of stand-up comedy, movie, everything that we've done, and we dedicate it to the children, reaching the kids, teaching them stay on the right roads. They don't have, like I said the last segment, they don't have a drug problem. They don't have a gang problem. They have a purpose problem. They don't know their purpose. They don't feel like anybody cares. They mean anything in this world. And just simply telling them there's nobody like you. You're fearfully and wonderfully made, the Lord says. And there's nobody like you anywhere on the face of this earth. You're one of a kind, and you're here for a reason. And if you leave, if you choose to cause yourself to leave early on this earth, then you're going to miss it. There's no one else that can do what you were called here to do. So encouraging these kids with the simplest forms makes the biggest difference you can even imagine. And because you reach them at a young age, they carry it throughout their life. If you plant the seed when they're young, then when they have challenges as they get older, they come back to that first original seed that grew. And that's what brings them back to hope. So yeah, there's so much joy out there for these kids. And in Lawrence, Mass, on March the 23rd, 24th and the 25th, Dr. LaBoy, one of the most incredible superintendents we've met, is bringing in 4,000 kids to this show we're going to do out there called A Fighting Chance. We will reach these children. Not only that, Dr. LaBoy feels such a passion for this. He's actually opened the show dates up for charter schools, Catholic schools in the area, and that he's even going to pay for the buses for the Catholic schools out there, which is absolutely amazing. And we have a huge budget. These are big $30,000, $40,000 budget items because we pay for everything. We pay for the books. We get the kids reading. Kids don't like to read anymore because they just soon play with the internet and a video game, but we get them all reading again and get them interested in things that are important to your life, you know. So with all that, Dr. LaBoy, he's he put in, he said, the first time ever in the history of our show, he said, I will put in $8,000 to pay for the buses. Now, we still have $15,000 left to raise. I've got 2 days left to do it. But with the show is going on, we committed to it. We've already put the flyers together, and the audience is ready there. They're going to be there. They're a built-in audience because it's a field trip. Starts at 10 in the morning, so the 4,000 kids will be there over 3 days because the theater doesn't hold them all at once. Did you have a thought? Oh, I thought Bobby wanted to say something. What were we going to say? You had a thought.
Well, Joe, when you think about it, children are really our most precious asset. And we make so many investments in life, and we so worry about, you know, trying to save for college and all these things that the children do, sports and so on and so forth. And quite frankly, I believe we have it all wrong. Mm-hmm. I think we need to invest in all children early, plant that early seed. And as I said, they really are our most precious asset. And I really challenge all the parents out there and business people to really take responsibility, because it really starts with the parents. The church can do so much. The business community can do so much. But the parents, really, I challenge them to step and support this cause and support this show. Now, I've been blessed with two children, and I have seen you from Orlando to San Francisco. And I have seen kids' lives changed more than any other program, any other sports program, or even, quite frankly, a church service, because of the way you do it with the comedy, and you really connect with their hearts. So, unfortunately, in this day and age, it does take money to do these things. So I do challenge the business people and the parents to do whatever they can, whether it be $5, whether it be $50, whether it be $100. And some can do $500. And could you please explain to them how they could help you with this cause, or where they could send any donation?
Sure. You know, I don't like to just get on and just talk about raising money, because we want to educate people on how important it is.
Before we do money, tell us how you do stuff. Like Bobby just talked about comedy. Like, give us a skit. Give us a skit.
I'll tell you what we do. What I'll do is we'll start a skit on bullying. The skit is 15 to 20 minutes long. The actual conversation on bullying is 90 seconds long. But what I do is I take children in the audience, and I'll say, kids get up, boys are different than girls. And I start talking to my own family. And it begins like Bill Cosby, how he talks about, and it's a story. And the one story leads into the different happenings, how this kid got up in the morning, how his, you know, and it's not just for the children, because the adults in the audience like it as well, how they get up, how they stretch, how they make their way to the bathroom, how they get something to eat, how they go to school, how they're tired because they didn't get enough the right food to eat, or whatever it might be. And it's always the same story, but it gets them laughing, and it's the kind of laughter that comes every third line. So they're laughing. And then right when it's done, I'll talk about how, you know, as you get older, because I say you're not going to understand what I mean now, but as you get older, imagine yourself going to Walmart. You pull in, you open your car door up, you get out, but before you do that, somebody pulled in next to you, and they actually opened their car door up and accidentally dinged your car that has no paint on it, because you're going to remodel it and it's got primer on it, but because you've been training yourself to be violent your whole life, you get out of the car and you look at this guy and you go, you just hit my car. Well, the guy in the other car says, I didn't mean it. Yeah, well, you just hit my car. Well, it doesn't make a difference. Your car didn't have any paint on it. Then, because you're so prone to violence, you reach in, you grab the guy by the collar, you begin, you look at him and say, you didn't see my car, but you're going to see my fist as it hit you, and you pound and beat this guy all the way to the ground. Not to mention, the man you just beat down to the ground was 97 years old. And then that's another laugh right there.
Cool.
Okay? And then, because you don't expect that coming. And then you start screaming at the man, don't you ever mess with me. Nobody messes with me. I was tough when I was in third grade, and I'm tough in fourth grade, and I'm now tough as an adult. And nobody messes with you. Tell all your friends and your old folks home not to mess with me either. And I said, then you turn around and boom, that's when the gun comes out. At that moment, there's so much energy, there's so much laughing, there's so much comedy, that when I go boom, it comes to a dead silence, and the next words that come out of my mouth is, when the gun comes out, it's not funny anymore. And then the audience is captivated, because you've walked that fine line on comedy, and now you just flip the drama, and at that moment, at that second right there, is what they remember the rest of their life because of the way you present the comedy and flip-flop it with the drama.
Now, Joe, you're so talented. We know you've won Emmy Awards for many of your performances. Joe actually does Jerry Lewis, Sylvester Stallone. Why don't you do a little Jerry Lewis and Sylvester Stallone?
Oh, I don't think any of the people out there would know who he is. Do you, Father Tom?
I do.
We did. I got to tell you about the Jerry Lewis thing real quick. I was at a show once, and I did, and I don't use this voice in the show, but I did one time, and I did this voice, and the kids were laughing their heads off, have no idea who Jerry Lewis is, absolutely no idea. So I get an email the next day, and this kid says to me, he goes, my mom and dad were watching TV, and they put me in front of them to watch the TV, and you're not going to believe it, but there's a guy on TV that impersonates you.
That's right.
That's what he said. That's what the little kid said. It was actually a Jerry Lewis movie, and I thought, well, I'm not going to tell him. Let his parents tell him that Jerry was first. But anyway, so that's how we work with it. That's how and it goes all through the same thing with teachers and parents. I do a bit on parents where I act like a 5-year-old and I tell a story through the eyes of a 5-year-old where I take an Oreo cookie and chew it up and spit it out and then pick the cookie up and finish eating it. And it just goes mass hysteria. Then as any other little kid, I pick my nose and what follows that is eating what you just picked. And that causes mass hysteria. And then when that, adults will sit there and go, oh my gosh, I can't believe he did it. But they're laughing just as hard as the kids are laughing. So when we're all done with that, then we hit the moment of the parents. We talk about how important the parents are, and that sticks with them. And we get the children screaming. Who are their heroes? Their mom is their hero. Their dad is their hero. You know, I'm not talking to the parents, so I'm not encouraging the children, I'm the parents, to be parents, because that's the first thing that needs to happen. They need to first be parents, but that's not my job. My job is to reach the children, and the Bible says in Exodus, in the fifth commandment, honor your mother and father. Didn't make a difference if they were good mothers or fathers or bad ones, but honor your mother and father, and your life will go well with you. So, you know, you put that out there with these kids, and it blossoms them. Man, it's awesome. And then the book follows the whole thing. The book is a novel we have 4 in the series. And it's about all these kids that get together, all different styles of kids that any kid can relate to. Yeah, that's me. No, that one's me. And it comes together in working like a detective story that makes these kids just enamor themselves into reading, which is unusual because no one reads. But we'll get 97% of the kids in the schools reading this book. We pay for the books. That's
so you give out these books.
Oh yeah, we give them out free because we don't want any kid that can't afford it to not have one. Because the ones that need it can't afford it, and they don't feel that their parents say that it's enough that they. It's hard to, you know, you can get the nag factor, but you need it right there that day because it's hot right there before the day is over. They will already be on chapter 5. That's the census. Every kid will be on chapter 5 before the day's over. We have about $20,000 in expenses just for books alone to give to these kids. So why we're reaching out, first we need to educate why we do what we do, why it's important to do what we do. And, you know, when people say, well, I can't give, it's rough times, $5 is one book.
That's right.
So we have 4,000 kids. So 4,000 people are listening, give $5, there's our budget.
And you don't get one penny.
No, I don't get paid for this. I get paid. Don't get me wrong. I do get paid for this show. But I don't get paid for this one in Lawrence. We're gonna do. Because I've chosen to come up here to I was up here and did a pre-show last year when my mother passed away. And I stayed here. I turned my phone off and I said, Lord, keep my mom till the show's over. And he did. And when I got to be at my mom's bedside 2 hours before she passed away, I flew back to St. Louis because that's where she was. But we're here for a reason. There's something in Lawrence. There's something in Massachusetts. There's something in the Northeast that God has put my heart to reach, to love these kids. We went to San Francisco. We love the kids. It's not my job to judge them. That's not me. My job is to just love them. Let the Lord judge people. I just love them. In the San Francisco community, we were welcomed by all the walks of life. The Muslims, the Chinese, the Hispanics, the homosexuals, everybody came. The principal, the homosexual principal that came to invited us to their school. We didn't judge them. We loved them. We love these people. We love on everybody because the Bible says the love covers a multitude of sins. If I do my job loving, let the Word do the rest.
So what are the dates that you'll be there?
March the 23rd, 24th. 25th, starts at 10 in the morning at Lawrence High School, the Performing Arts Theater, beautiful theater.
And what is your website, Joe, that people can view a little taste of what you do?
You can see the show. You can see a 3-minute clip at joemanno.com. It's M-A-N-N-O. Don't forget to put the second N in there. It won't work. joemanno.com. And you can click on the promo or the TV show, anything you want.
And this is the address that you send your donations to, Reaching the Children. So you make your checks out to Reaching the Children. That's very easy. And Post Office Box 609138. That's Reaching the Children, Post Office Box 609138. And that's Orlando, Florida, 32860. Reaching the Children, Post Office Box 609138, Orlando, Florida, 32860. I'll say it again. Make your checks as small as they are, but do it in the name of Jesus. Reaching the Children, Post Office Box 609138, Orlando, Florida, 62860. Let me all
32860.
I'm sorry, 32860. I'll say it again. I'm sorry, I made a mistake. Reaching the Children, Post Office Box 609138, Orlando, Florida, 32860. Just remember this. It's so important. It's so important. It's so important that kids be reached. And this man has been given a gift. And the Lord says, I'll tell you what the Lord says about the gift in Proverbs, that the gift that God has given you opens the door into the lives of many great people. The gift that God has given opens the door into the lives of many great people. And you need to know that Jesus Christ our Lord looks at these kids and sees greatness, what they can do, what they will do, how they will affect the world. That's important. They're our legacy. And you know, we've let them go. We've let them go. It's time to reach them in a way that they need. And you know, the only thing that we can do is plant a seed. That's all we can do. We plant a seed, and the Lord says through Paul that one plants, another waters, but he, the Lord, provides the growth. And we have to believe that. Mm-hmm. We have to believe that nothing that we do in faith goes unrewarded and untended by Jesus Christ the Lord. Reaching the Children, Post Office Box 609138, Orlando, Florida, 32860. Also, if you want Joe Mano's website, you can go to my website, fathertoms.com, fathertoms.com. And all of our videos are there, and we don't charge for anything. We just want to get the gospel out. That's all it's about, getting the gospel out. Father Toms, FATHERTOMS.com. And Joe Mano's web address, well, there'll be a link to it that you could go right to it. I really call people to be generous. I call people to be generous because you know what? He's doing this in faith. He's doing this in faith. And you know, faith has its own reward. Faith has its own reward. Without faith, it's totally impossible to please the Lord. So, you know, we have to step out in faith. You know, this is how the church really prospered in the past. You see, we didn't have money to open hospitals, but you know what? Because we love Jesus Christ, Catholic hospitals opened up, and there were sisters who cared for the poor and the sick. The hospital system started with the church when the church had nothing. And you see, God always, always honors faith. Now we expect money from the government to keep our hospitals. The government has nothing good to do for you. Don't listen to Obama, please. He's into becoming not a president, but a king and a ruler. Don't listen to him, please, please, please. There's only one person that deserves your admiration, and he died on a cross, and he rose from the dead. This one person. He's the only idol that we have. Not Obama, not me, not anyone else, but Jesus Christ, the Lord. So don't listen to his sweet talk. As I said yesterday, my friend Maria Vadia in Florida said, I never thought that I would see this happen in the United States. I saw it happen in Cuba. They had to leave Cuba because of Castro. What Castro did in Cuba, Obama is doing in the United States. Sweet talk, and they're filled with untruths. You know what the nuns would have said? You have a disease that begins with L. That's right. A disease that begins with L. And he smiles right in your face. That disease that begins with L. And you know, I want to also tell you that Satan is the father of all lies. So forgive me, Lord, for any time I've lied, because you know what? I don't want to be associated with that wretch. Okay, Reaching the Children, Post Office Box 609-138. Reaching the Children, Post Office Box 609-138, Orlando, Florida 32860. I want to conclude by saying just a couple of things, that we are continuing to pray for the church and for the nation. So we're going to continue with the litany of the blood of Jesus. Blood of Jesus that was shed at the scourging, save us, O Lord. Blood of Jesus who was crowned with thorns, save us, O Lord. Blood of Jesus who bled profusely from the cross for our salvation, save us, O Lord. Blood of Jesus, which nails all of our sins to the cross, save us, O Lord. Blood of Jesus, our only reconciliation, save us, O Lord. Blood of Jesus that cries out more eloquently than the blood of Abel, save us, O Lord. Blood of Jesus that wipes out the sins of all who turn to you, no matter what they are, including murder, abortion, save us, O Lord. Blood of Jesus, our only hope, save us, O Lord. Reaching the Children, Post Office Box 609-138. Reaching the Children, Post Office Box 609-138, Orlando, Florida 32860. And the dates again, Joe, are?
23rd, 24th, and the 25th of March.
Behold, I stand at the door and knock.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.